Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. A suspect in the shooting deaths of three men at an Anchorage precious metals shop was arrested after calling police to turn himself in. Anchorage police say 43-year-old Anthony Pisano shot the three men at the Bullion Brothers shop after getting into an argument with the owner. Fairbanks police say a man died inside an apartment and they're investigating that case as a homicide. Police identified the man as 47-year-old Guy Mitchell Yazzie. They have not yet released details of how Yazzie died. Police say an autopsy confirmed the death as a homicide. In news from eastern Washington, one person was killed and at least three others were shot when a gunman opened fire at a high school. Brian Schaefer, the Spokane Fire Department, says one person died in the shooting this morning at Freeman High School in Rockford, south of Spokane. Three of the injured were taken to the hospital. Officers say the shooter is in custody. Formerly secret data from seismic testing and exploratory oil wells around the state is being released to the public. The information is key for scientists to develop theories about geological formations. It also helps drilling companies and contractors decide on new places in Alaska to drill for oil exploration and development. The first of two data sets was released in 2016, and the second will go public this fall. Mark Wiggin, Deputy Commissioner for the Department of Natural Resources, says one company, Alliance Exploration from Nevada, used the information to buy leases from the state, and they'll be drilling a well this winter.
They were able to access inexpensive seismic data and develop prospects of their own that would lead to exploration and surely, hopefully, development.
The state started collecting the data in 2003 as part of a tax program created for companies to claim a credit in exchange for turning over seismic information and exploratory well data. It's National Arts and Education Week across the country, a time for communities to recognize the importance of arts education in schools. Here in Juneau, an initiative known as Any Given Child strives to improve access to the arts for local students by bringing together school representatives, local artists, and community resources. Nancy Lanehard, the Juneau School District's elementary arts specialist, says the ultimate goal is to have arts-themed field trips for all grade levels. And there's also a short-term goal for this week.
We have a challenge out to all the classroom teachers, all the teachers in the district, so even high school shop teachers, you know, a challenge out for everyone to include arts in their lessons this week at least one time.
Lanehard says those teachers should photograph their arts lessons and share it on social media with the hashtag BecauseOfArtsEd. Weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies for tonight, low temperature about 45 degrees, and partly sunny skies for the capital city for tomorrow. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.